AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Pope Francis surprised faithful followers by walking over to the crowd waiting at the Nunciature in Washington, basically the Vatican Embassy, Wednesday evening. He shook hands and blessed children in the crowd before retiring for the evening. This was after the elaborate canonization mass for now Saint Junipero Serra at the Basilica in Washington. Pope Francis' big event on Thursday is a speech to a joint meeting of Congress. Details on that from the AP's Jerry Bodlander.
The Pope will be here at the Capitol for less than 2 hours. Upon arrival, he'll meet with Speaker John Boehner. House and Senate leaders will then escort the Pope into the House chamber for his long-awaited speech. After that, he'll go to nearby Statuary Hall and say a prayer at the statue of Father Serra. The Pope will then go out on the Speaker's balcony on the west front of the Capitol for brief remarks to the throng of people gathered on the terrace below and on the Mall.
Chinese President Xi Jinping leaves Washington State for Washington, D.C. on Thursday. In Seattle, he spoke to business leaders, saying through an interpreter that China's economic struggles are just a short-term issue.
In the long run, the fundamentals of the Chinese economies are good, are sound, and it will maintain a steady medium and high speed of growth for a long time to come and have very good prospects.
California officials say the wildfires still burning in Lake County caused hundreds of millions of dollars in damage, but a final figure still being determined. 1,900 homes lost. FEMA Administrator Craig Fugate says the victims can get assistance, but that won't take care of everything.
Our programs are not going to make people whole. If you lost your home and you didn't have insurance, we're not going to rebuild your home. Our programs are not designed for that.
Sound courtesy KGO-TV. This is AP Radio News. Volkswagen CEO Martin Winterkorn has stepped down after admitting the world's top-selling car maker had rigged diesel emissions to pass U.S. tests.
Winterkorn took responsibility but said he was not aware of any wrongdoing on his part. Auto analyst Lauren Fick says still he had to go for the company to save face.
Someone sort of has to take the fall, and I expect more executives to step down.
Meanwhile, she says the cars are safe to drive.
Until they find a software fix, the vehicle will be fine. However, the fix will be a software and a possible buyback program.
Nearly 500,000 cars in the U.S. are powered by the 2-liter turbo diesel that VW falsified emissions for. I'm Julie Walker.
New federal figures show a notable increase last year in the number of U.S. children in foster care. The Department of Health and Human Services counted 415,000 in the system, up from 401,000 a year earlier. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.